brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a detailed report on what the Minutemen are facing all across the southwest border, trying to stem the globalist destruction of this country and the merger into the Pan-American Union. That's coming up in a bunch of other key news and your calls. Robert and everybody else, your calls are coming up right now. Robert in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Alex. Thanks very much for taking my call. Great job on Phil's last night with yours, as usual.
Was it good? I was kind of jet-lagged and tired. It sounded okay?
Yeah, I didn't get to listen to the entire broadcast. I got about an hour or so over it, but yeah, you sounded on your game, man. If you were tired, you didn't show it. You brought your A game as usual. Couple quick things. Number one, I think it's kind of interesting. You've got, I don't know if you ever heard of Dick Vitale. He's a sports guy with ESPN.
Yeah, I know he is.
Yeah, he's got a cancer foundation. He started on behalf of Jim Belvin, who passed away 2 years ago. They raised a lot of money for cancer.
Yeah.
You've got your fellow Austinite, Lance Armstrong, Cancer Foundation. I just wonder why none of these people ever stop to consider why there's no cure for cancer after 4 or 5 decades of research.
Well, they've also got to ask why cancer's up 500% in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, when admittedly, aspartame causes cancer, sodium fluoride and stannous fluoride causes it, these preservatives that are made out of petrochemicals are causing it. I mean, listen, how many thousands of percent has diabetes gone up? I mean, it's not just that we're, you know, I was in Europe. They eat as much as we do. They don't eat less. But it's that they don't have all the preservatives. It's the preservatives.
Great point. One other quick thing. A couple of, maybe 2 weeks ago, could have been a week ago, I'm not sure. Anyway, I heard you talk about the movie Black Hawk Down, that it was a fraud. Can you speak a little bit about that, how the movie was
fraud? Well, I mean, we've interviewed Colonel Craig Roberts, who wrote a book with General Wheeler, who was there running the operations, basically, mm-hmm. and whose son was also in combat there. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just what you see in that Bruckheimer depiction, a lot of it just isn't what happened.
Oh.
So, the UN comes to save them at the end. Just a whole bunch of different stuff in there is not true.
But he really was, Scott Grady, the pilot, really was shot down by whoever that was, the whoever it was, and then he was held captive for a while. That part is true, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the basic stuff, but just a lot of it's dressed up. And my point mentioning Black Hawk Down is Jerry Bruckheimer, who produces all these police state TV shows, he produced the Private Lynch Rescue. That's admitted, BBC. So we have these Pentagon, you know, folks like Bruckheimer, who put, he put out Pearl Harbor months before 9/11. It's all... That guy is definitely an operative. It's admitted. Thanks for the call.
Sure. Thanks.
Good to hear from you. Who's up next here? Who's up next? Reggie in New Jersey. Go ahead, Reggie.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I have a little couple of tidbits of information here. On your television show that you recorded this 18th of last month, you were talking about vaccination. So I just wanted to bring up this website.
Yeah, how they say it's the law, you've got to be vaccinated when there is no law.
Right. There is a website where you can get print out legal documents that you can give to your school board. There's documents there for every state in the U.S., and they're free.
Yeah, give us the site. I've linked to it, but then I couldn't find it last week when I was looking for it for another listener. And again, folks, there is no law you have to do it. You don't even have to have the waivers, but if you want to do it because the school's dumb, and it's all color of law. It's like when I was in Europe. They said there's no law, but we are charging you this on your bill for the U.N. at your hotel. It's just color of law. Give us the website.
The website is called unhinderedliving.com. Unhindered Living.
All right, you go there and you can click and get all the waivers for the 50 states.
Right.
Yeah, because by law they're supposed to just give you those waiver forms, but not in Texas. They make you give them your name and number, and they register you, which is illegal. But they're
right.
Criminals. That's what criminals do. Anything else, Reggie?
Check out the September 05 issue of Muslim Development Magazine. It talks about steroid abuse in the NYPD.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah, that's all.
Good job. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, callers, we're going to get to you quickly. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Well, we heard that we should all tattle on our neighbors, and if somebody's smoking marijuana cigarettes, call the police, or arguing with their wife, that's terrorism, and there's been thousands of arrests, 500 plus of them, gang members with marijuana, Homeland Security's visiting toy stores, topless bars. This is what the Homeland Security does. Meanwhile, 24% of the troops in Iraq are illegal aliens, a foreign Hessian army of mercenaries. There are 30 million illegal aliens here. There are huge whooping cough outbreaks all over Texas, babies dying everywhere. This disease was unknown here 10 years ago. There are 7,000 cases of leprosy last year, when there were only on average 5 cases per year in the 20 years before this, leading up to just last year. Wet leprosy everywhere, people with leprosy all over the place, drug-resistant TB everywhere. Oh, just type it into Google. It's mainstream news. There is a total travel advisory in Texas. They're saying it's more dangerous than Israel and South Africa, over 100 deaths, 18 police on their side, 5 on our side in the last month. Dead cops everywhere, dead state police, dead just Arizona, Texas, Nevada, all over the place, bedlam. Local Fox News in Laredo admitting that it's a total ghost town. Los Zetas trained by the CIA at U.S. military bases, killing all the competition, totally protected. Folks, you cannot exempt. There is a State Department third travel advisory. Reuters reported on it, but the average American has no idea. It is hundreds of people being kidnapped, dozens of U.S. citizens in the last month being kidnapped, Imagine if Al-Qaeda kidnapped over a dozen Americans and held them at gunpoint. It'd be big news. No, it barely makes local news here. Eight towns flying Mexican flags. The first one did it 10 years ago, El Cenizo. No English allowed, just total bedlam. And our government controls it all. And you cannot overstate how serious all of this is. And we have the videos of Mecha beating old black men and white women over the head with clubs till blood sprays. The police do nothing. Reporters laugh at them. Huge banners with blonde-haired, blue-eyed people's heads cut off, screaming, "We're going to kill all whites. Death, death, death," with giant red communist stars. But it's all Fortune 500 funded to break this country down, just like they used the Albanians to break down Serbia. We're being set up by the globalists. Most Hispanics don't have this view, but again, it's this hardcore cadre being funded by the Fortune 500. So now to give us just all of these huge developments, there have been a whole bunch of developments with the Minutemen and Border Watch and other groups as Americans take the clarion call. Bush has demonized them, calling them evil vigilantes for sitting in lawn chairs, reporting on illegal aliens and smugglers and Chinese and Muslims and Eastern Europeans pouring across. These Mexican coyotes every night kill their own people. We're trying to stop that. They smuggle children across as sex slaves. That's been all over the Houston Chronicle. You never hear about it in the national news. Folks, the country is breaking down. In Arizona and South Texas, the economies are gone. There is no tourism. It is a red alert, folks. It's on the news with people pulling their hair out down here, but no one knows it nationally. We are under attack worldwide. This is a transmission. America is under globalist attack. They're passing all of these CAPTA laws. They are passing forced drugging laws. They are passing national ID card laws. None of it applies to the new gods, the illegal aliens. All right, Jim Wood, good to have you on, my friend. I appreciate you sitting through that three-minute rant.
Oh, very good to be back, Alex.
And the website's noinvaders.org. You've got photos up on the site, video and audio going up very soon. You guys have been through massive harassment by these Hispanic Klan groups, these Hispanic supremacist groups. How are you fighting the racist forces?
Well, we're winning because we're building up momentum. We went from 25 Minutemen the first weekend to 60 the second and about 100 Minutemen and women this last weekend.
Now, you had over 1,000 a few months ago. This is the newest wave.
Well, the 1,000 you're thinking of are the people who signed up for Andy Ramirez and Friends of the Border Patrol. We're actually the Border Patrol Auxiliary under the flag of Jim Chase. They're actually three Minutemen groups.
Yeah, exactly. And that's good. Diversity's good, but go ahead.
Yeah, basically, we're very much winning this war. You wouldn't think so if you listen to the lies and distortions of local TV and some of the national news bites that are out. But, yeah, we've built up momentum from about 25 to 100 Minutemen, and even though the San Diego County Sheriff's Department was totally incompetent and worthless the first two weekends, they were a major presence in both Campo and Jacumba this last weekend. And the third weekend was our most peaceful weekend, while at the same time, we're forcing people to stay in Mexico, and the ones who cross, even the drug runners, are not as likely to cross right now, and we report the ones who do cross.
Now, again, for those that don't know, you're in the most hardcore area where the mayor openly announces a successful La Reconquista, openly saying that it's no longer part of the U.S., that there are 600-plus billboards announcing the end of America, the end of California, open hate-filled celebrations. You guys aren't in Arizona. You're not in Texas right now. You are on the ultimate front lines on the Mexican border in La Reconquista land.
Yeah, California, so I'm told by Jim Chase, is even worse than the San Pedro Valley in eastern Arizona. The flux is normally far worse. We see very few crossings because everyone knows we're there, and the Border Patrol, which is normally not doing patrols, is doing a lot more patrols than usual simply because we're there.
And again, they were ordered to stand down by Bush. That has been in the Washington Times and the Associated Press. They have been ordered to stand down.
Well, it was my understanding in the Arizona April Minuteman, they were told to stand down as part of a conspiracy to make the Minuteman look bad, as if we have no effect on the flux or
but
the
But I've had the
flow.
Union Border Patrol chief on. He said it's part of a New World Order takeover. This is what the Border Patrol Union had said. And he also said that under Exing for 4 years they've been stood down. if they see illegals on their left, they can't go get them. Or if they see them on their right, you know, they're only allowed to look one direction.
Right. That's correct. You get different information from the higher-ups versus the actual Border Patrol agents who will call in and will not give their names but testify as to what happens. When they do their job, they claim that for every one they catch, they see three who escape. That's why we estimate that probably a bare minimum of 3 million cross the border every year, because they detain about 1 million.
Well, the government's own numbers, the government says they catch 1 in 5.
If that's true, we know they definitely detain. They're going to detain probably 1 million this year if you extrapolate for the first 6 months. They caught about 1 million last year, so it could potentially be 5 million who crossed.
By the way, Jim, I've got to, though, have checkpoints in Austin, Texas on the roads, quote, looking for Al-Qaeda, pulling over old black couples, literally on the news, and little white ladies. I mean, even if the Muslim attacks were real, which they're not, folks, it's ridiculous. And the mayor of New York says, oh, we're going to search everybody. This is political correctness. It's all about training us to be slaves. But don't you dare go call the police on a precious illegal alien.
Right. Right. They're all. It's all part of, like you said yourself in your own words, the open borders, buyout people, the New World Order lobby. They don't want legal immigrants who can work for fair wages and fair working conditions. They would rather make us a third world agrarian cesspool. And
for those that heard my whole rant at noinvaders.org, you cover all this. Am I exaggerating about the travel advisory and the bedlam and the towns flying the Mexican flag and the wholesale slaughter going on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're not exaggerating one bit. We've had nothing but fits with the media misreporting. There really are anarchy flags, Mexican flags, people posting the Mexican flag right in front of us on U.S. soil. Aggravated mayhem, assaults, threats, rock throwing.
Now, that's just with you guys. I mean, describe what's been happening to you.
Well, in the first two weekends, I personally was surrounded by about 12 or 13 protesters. A fellow accosted me in my truck. The whole account is on the homepage of noinvaders.org. He was practically in my truck where he probably had opportunity to take my ignition keys, which I found several hours later, about 100 feet away alongside the road. I didn't actually see him take the keys, but I'm sure he took them. I was focused on my $800 camcorder. We had an unpleasant conversation about how he thought I was the illegal alien because I look European, and I have no business reporting Native Americans crossing the border. When I came out...
And that's all UN propaganda.
Right. And when I finally ducked under his arm to exit my truck and locked the doors with the door keys versus ignition keys, which disappeared, it was literally like a bad episode of Batman for TV. People dressed up in Red Star, Soviet sickle and hammers, a guy with a sheet wrapped around his head to simulate a terrorist. They would put a megaphone directly up your ear, and they did this several times where they would shout, "Racist scum, go home," blasting 150 decibels right up against your ear. I knew I was in trouble, so I retreated to the camp 100 feet away where I had two German shepherds tied to a tree. Now, two of the fellows charged me two times, but the German shepherds fended them off. They grabbed anything they can find, rocks, pebbles, dirt. They threw them at the dogs at me. I never got hit. I'm pretty sure the dogs got hit but not hurt. Three times they made
it. So you just let them throw stuff at you?
Well, the dogs were my only protection. They couldn't really hit me.
What about an axe handle? Somebody starts throwing rocks at me, they're going to go to the hospital. No, I'm
right.
Not kidding. That's assault. I'd have a hidden camera. Listen, you mount a hidden camera on that truck with a VCR with a battery pack. You hit record when they come. You'll have them. Let them hit you. And
the
take an axe handle to them.
Right. And what's
you
even
know
more...
what I could do to 20 people with an axe handle? I'm not kidding. You know what an axe handle will do to people?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, and something else I have to mention, Channel 10 News of San Diego was right there. The fellow was outside of his van where he retreated to his van where they heard and probably saw everything that went on. But, of course, they don't film these events. There were about three terrorist threats. We're going to come back here and get you. And there were about 100 of them about 200 yards away in a camp versus one of me. So there was certainly the potential to carry out that threat. They stole my noinvaders.org banner, and the sheriff refused to do anything about it that weekend. Even though we had witnesses, felonies were being committed.
Well, the sheriff in L.A. says that if you criticize the open border, you're going to be arrested and put in a terrorist database.
I can believe that.
No, that was in the L.A. Weekly a few months ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Thought crime, man. You're not going to... Listen, I've got video. You ever seen the America Under Attack American Peril video where they're beating old ladies in the head with 2x4s and the cops laugh?
Yeah, I've seen clips. Yeah, not the whole thing, but clips of it.
We'll be right back.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now remember, I've had four congressmen on saying the government wants this to break America down for a, quote, new world order. I mean, even J.D. Hayworth will say that. You know, Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul, countless others. We have had the head of the Border Patrol Union say it unprompted. I mean, the big Fortune 500, you go to one of these Hispanic Klan meetings, we've got video from them, it's the Fortune 500 is there. I mean, lavishing cash. Meanwhile, they're all boycotting the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. It's to break the continent. Of course, they're using these poor people. They want to drive down the wages here and turn us into a serf population. Our guest, Mr. Wood, has got up on his website some of the stills of this. He's going to be putting the video and more of the audio up. We could play some of the audio, but it's got too much profanity on it to do that. But so were you by yourself out there at this particular time when you were under attack?
It's myself, my two German Shepherds, and Channel 10 News, but of course they were worthless even as Good Samaritans.
So you had Channel 10 News covering it as you're being assaulted.
Well, they refused the film. Timothy Goffin, one of the photographers, was outside the van. He claimed to see the accosting. They retreated to the van when I was surrounded, so they wouldn't even report. My guess is because the direction the van was facing, they saw the rock throwing and heard the threat.
So what kind of, I mean, look, when you see somebody under assault, you help them. But, I mean, understand, how big of rocks were these they were throwing at you?
Well, they weren't very big. I mean, they just grabbed anything they can find, mostly pebbles, dirt clods. None of the projectiles came anywhere near me. In fact, the dogs weren't hurt, but they were hit.
You know, they'd lie on you in a minute and claim you assaulted them.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
One of their favorite things. You guys better start mounting cameras. Well, that's still assault to throw rocks at you.
Right.
And so it's not radical that I said that I'd have taken an axe handle to them. You know, that's why I don't think I should go down there, because I, like, go crazy if a whole bunch of people come at me. I want to fight them. I can't control myself. You know, I don't want to fight one person. I like it when a whole bunch of people want to attack me. I mean, is something wrong with me?
Well, we may have trouble recruiting you. I'm really proud of the conduct of the
yeah,
man
yeah.
So
no,
far.
I don't want to come. I don't want to get anywhere near. I don't want to get anywhere near. A Klan group or a Hispanic group or any of these people.
Right, and what's so ironic, most of the people
I'm
that attacked me...
I'm being a little bit sarcastic, you know that, right?
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Most of the people that attacked me were white pencil necks. The guy with the Soviet
hammer. No, I know, they're hate-filled little liberal twits who hate this country.
Right.
Doesn't that scum know that the Fortune 500 is funding them?
I have to believe that because they're camped there so long with so many amenities, there's obviously an interest out there, corporate, university, or otherwise, that is keeping them out there.
So tell me about these. I mean, obviously, tell me about all the little bleeding heart hate mongers.
Other than what was involved in the attack, we were attacked many times. All night long, they would come with spotlights and play loud rock and roll music on a loudspeaker. They would blare 10 million candle powers on the camp or in our eyes when we were driving. They said, we're going to come down and get you. One of our guys actually, charged the hill and said, look, we will defend ourselves if you assault or threaten us. They went away but came back about four times that night. That was the weekend of the 16th. On the weekend of the 23rd, we were raided about two times, which we have everything on DVD. They blame us for example, those who dehydrate out in the Arizona desert, when in fact we're probably responsible for preventing people from even attempting to cross
the valley. By the way, most of those people that die isn't really dehydration. They're killed by coyotes.
Yeah.
I don't mean dogs, folks. Talking about the... Look, I mean, let's get real here. Obviously I was being a little bit sarcastic and facetious earlier. You guys have had an incredibly pure record, the three different Minutemen groups, of not getting into physical confrontations, and the media said you would, and now it's blown up in their face, and made the La Reconquistas and their corporate-funded neo-liberals look really bad.
Yeah, ultimately they get caught, whereas we know the mainstream
media... That's right, one of these
media
scumbags went to jail, right?
Well, we had one guy arrested for making a lewd, lascivious comment in front of his own 8-year-old daughter, and it's on DVD, yeah.
So the cops didn't put up with that?
They finally arrested a guy on the 20th. This would have been the morning of the 24th, but prior to that, no arrests, in spite of an endless litany of felonies. And
So out there, they're dragging their little kids around with them?
Yeah, they use their kids as shields. In fact, this happened to me at
Total scum.
Yeah, one fellow would, he had a 3-year-old son who was grabbed around his riding piggyback on his shoulders, and he came out and he started striking against our signs. But as far as Campo is
concerned,
they're
terrorizing their children.
They're anchor babies that are being used as dispensable commodities. Yeah.
These people are scum of the earth. If they like Mexico so much, they need to go down there.
I don't want to
send
be a part of it.
Send those little pencil necks down there and see how the Mexicans treat them. You're right, they're pencil necks. I know the type you're talking about. Slack-jawed scum. Tell you what, stay there.
Sure.
Stay there, Mr. Wood. We're going to talk about these scum, these trash cowards that use their children as shields. Scum of the earth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, these same liberal scumbags, I was talking to Jim Wood during the break. He said during most of the raids, it'd be 15 people, 10 pencil neck whites, and three Hispanics, two blacks. And, of course, the whites were the most hateful, the most out of control. They don't even know the very corporations they decry are funding them. I mean, they're just useful idiots. They're stupid. I've talked to them. All they can do is, like, bark slogans. Fascist, evil, pig, racist. And I'm sorry, folks. I've been to Metro rallies. They have signs with white people's heads cut off. I mean, I didn't believe this stuff 8-9 years ago. I had to see it. I'm sick of it. I don't dislike you for what color you are. I don't care what group you're with, but do not run around saying you want to kill me and then expect me to put up with it. I've done nothing to you. All I'm defending is your freedoms. All I'm doing is defending myself and you. And I know most of you know that. They want to get us all against each other. But I was talking to you during the break, Jim. You were saying some really important things. We're about to go to calls, folks. Really, you think you are winning the fight. I mean, describe that for us.
Well, again, it's just simply a matter of statistics. Because we're building up momentum, 25 Minuteman first weekend, now 100 Minuteman. And this is an event that never got any kind of mainstream media press.
And you're just one of several Minuteman groups.
Yeah, in fact, this group was only the result of an email network. We have about 1,000 sign up for next month's mission, and then probably 1,000 more in October. So it will be perpetual.
And the first Big Minuteman has done that, too. I mean, they built up to well over 1,000 in just a few months.
Yeah, in fact, that's Andy Ramirez of Friends of the Border Patrol alone. But there are many more when you consider Jim Gilchrist and Jim Chase. We have about three of these in California.
What about Simcox?
Simcox, I don't know what his numbers are. He's primarily responsible for Arizona. We cover the four southern border states as well as about five northern
states. I mean, what you guys is doing is just so wonderful. I mean, the government says, tattle on your neighbors. Al-Qaeda's going to get you. We've got to aim machine guns at your five-year-old on the bus. But don't report the illegals pouring across.
Right, because they know it's effective. They know it's going to work. It's the only thing that really can work. And like I said, our strategy is really like the Iraq war. Create a vacuum, draw them in. Draw in law enforcement, force their hand to enforce the law. And the knuckleheads that show up, let them self-destruct, let them incriminate themselves. So we have cool heads, and we know that we have a sense of long-term victory, and we don't lose our temper in the short run.
Well, no, that's really good. You guys have all done a great job, and so they're really showing themselves for what they are.
Yeah, it's even the mainstream media that lies and distorts. And even as one journalist woman reported, doesn't want to show these people in their aggravated mayhem because our corporate sponsors don't want to put them in a bad light. Well, they get caught. It's like keeping secrets in the White House or previous administrations. They always get caught.
And then they lose all credibility.
Exactly.
Well, I have talked to folks, and when Bush announced 2 years ago total amnesty, the numbers exploded to all-time highs. But since the Minutemen started in April, the numbers, just because the word got out, the numbers are substantively still, it's like we're bleeding to death, but the numbers are substantively down on illegals pouring across.
Yeah, it's like Jim Chase said, either way we win. They either refuse to try to cross the border or we catch them when they do cross. We probably were responsible for well over a couple dozen detentions, as well as stopping down the drug activity.
Now, that's in one mission.
Yeah. It's just a 23-mile stretch of border, but probably our most precarious stretch of border in California, Mexico.
Now, remember, earlier this year, they passed a bunch of Homeland Security money and claimed it was for illegal aliens to stop them with Border Patrol. Then Bush just said, no, you don't get that money.
Right.
You know, we as conservatives, people who really are real conservatives, need to force that demonic twit out of his fake Hollywood ranch, out of his movie set, that Kennebunkport, Maine, blue blood, Tory piece of trash to do something about our borders.
Exactly. I mean, I trust government as far as I can throw it. That's why the whole concept of perpetual Minuteman civilians actually not taking the law into their own hands, but upholding laws that have always been in the books,
look,
I think it's something we can trust.
We got public service announcements telling kids to tattle on their parents, but you're bad because you're on the border.
Right.
I've had enough of it.
True.
Well, let's give folks the website one more time and how they can come get involved.
I want to give people two URLs, mine and Jim Gilchrist. My website is noinvaders.org. You can also find me under noinvaders.com. Now, if you want to be part of the Minuteman, I have a link there on my site, but I recommend you go to MinutemanHQ for headquarters.com. And if you're near a border state, even the northern border, you can sign up.
Oh, yeah, that's a big problem up there.
True.
And I've heard we've got Minutemen groups that have formed and doing operations, places like Maine and Vermont and places like that?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas, you know, we don't have the economic refugee problem, obviously, but we have the terrorism problem because of Canada's very liberal immigration policy, and I was staggered.
What is there, 300 Border Patrol on duty at any one time on the northern border?
That's exactly right.
300! But you got 300 cops in South Austin alone pulling old ladies over right now to make money. I've had enough of it.
Yeah.
I have, man. I'm really sick of it. And you know what? They've lost the moral authority. They've lost momentum, Mr. Wood. And people are now not afraid to stand up.
Well, they shouldn't be, because they should be afraid of living under the tyranny and the slavery of the Reconquista and the New World Order. Everyone is out to get us, the USA, you better believe it. We fought for this country many times in the past. We need to remain true to our morals, our values, our creed.
Yeah, we're having to fight again for this country. I mean, it's that simple, folks. People want to take this away.
Exactly. There's so much hatred for this country, and many of the insurgents are already here. That's why most of the enemies we've been fighting the last 3 weekends are actually internal and not crossing the border from Mexico. It's scary.
Yeah, we need to deport these scum.
Deport them and seal off the border so they can't come back the next day.
All right, I really appreciate you coming on.
Well, it's a pleasure. Anytime, Alex.
Take care, my friend. And folks, listen. You know, I saw this in England as they're going into total slavery. I see this all over the country, all over the world. We are too nice. All of us. I don't care what color you are. If you love freedom, I'm your brother. If you love my freedom, you're my brother, my sister. But if you buy in this propaganda, whether you're some phony Republican or some phony Democrat or some phony white supremacist or some Mexican supremacist, look, you want a war, you're going to get one. And we're going to be the winning side. We've got the motivation. We've got the agenda. We've got the people. We've got the know-how. We're not playing games. So get off the fence. You know, they tell you in politics, don't be nasty, don't be aggressive. But you notice all the big, powerful politicians are nasty and aggressive. They don't want you to be effective. Get angry. Get focused. Get righteous. Have some indignation. Folks, our country is shutting down. Everything you can imagine horrible is happening. They're going to go on buses and trains all over the country and point machine guns at five-year-olds, literally. Oh, well, cops are running checkpoints all over the country for cars, pulling over. It's been on the news. Craig Roberts talked about it a few weeks ago. Old black women, old white women. Oh, well, we can't profile. Again, the terror threat's a fraud to begin with, but even if you're going to buy it, you know, the mayor of New York, we're going to search everybody. They want to. It's an excuse, folks. It's not about profiling. Again, if there's a bank robbery and it's a red-haired, 6'4" man wearing a green tie, are they going to go pull over every Hispanic? You would laugh at that. No. And there already is profiling of Hispanics and blacks, and they do get harassed, and things do happen that are wrong, and then that gets used by the Larry King Keys to create more anger. Nothing's perfect, but folks, you know America's good. You know we got a lot of problems, but that's the New World Order, not America. And, pretty soon the good news is in 20 years of this, the illegals aren't going to want to come here anymore because we're going to be like Calcutta. I mean, have you been to Mexico City? I have. Have you seen 27 million people, half of them homeless, literal black rivers of sewage, a third of the babies born without brains? And I'm sorry, folks, we can't take them all. There's tens of millions of new births every single month in the world. There's tens of millions of new births every year in Latin America. 600 and something million people. They all want to come here. There's going to be over a billion Latin Americans in like 20, 30 years. I mean, we can't take them, folks. You know, all these Mexicans are smirking and laughing and, you know, we've got La Reconquista stickers on their cars. We've got radio stations called The Invasion. My wife speaks Spanish. You tune into it. It's, we are taking over. Ah, it's all over you. Ah. You know, and they got corporate funding. Who do you think is going to be displacing you? The billions of Chinese, the billions of Indians. You're so stupid. You're so dumb. And all these bleeding heart liberals are so dumb. And all these idiot Republicans that say Bush is good when he's the, you know, how do Democrats attack Bush and say he's bad, which he is, for all the wrong reasons, but love him on total blanket amnesty and total open borders? Huh. Has the economy gotten better for you in the last 10 years since NAFTA? Well, don't worry now. For all the Larrican Keeses that love NAFTA, you're going to be dealing with CAFTA now. You're going to lose your job, too. So, see, you just smirk. And you go to your Larrican Keista meeting and smirk and laugh about how you're taking over. You didn't take anything over. You were conned. You were shilled by the bankers, the old white men in New York, to help bring this country down. So shame on you. And shame on, and the worst are the Republicans who tell me how good George Bush is. You make me want to throw up all over your W stickers. You make me sick. You're destroying our futures, all of us, regardless of what color you are. I mean, even if all these illegal aliens pouring in weren't being turned into Larrican Keistas and being taught how to hate America, I'd still be against them pouring in these numbers. We can't absorb 2 million a year, 3 million a year. Our economy. And that's why in major polls, which they don't like to publicize, 67 to 69% of Hispanics are against open borders because they're Americans. They know it's bad. We know it's bad. All of us. It's time to tell people and stop letting the same media that lies to you about everything else say it's popular. It is not popular. Some of the best working, hard working, smart, good folks are these poor Mexican peasants. I don't blame them for wanting to come here, but as soon as they get here, people are cramming welfare down on them. They're getting them into the system. Local Reconquistas are trying to fill them full of hatred. It's all New World Order funded, just like the radical Muslims are. It's all fun about the same bastards. And we just cannot compete, folks. You cannot compete with it. You cannot compete with it. You just can't. All right, let's go to Andy in Illinois, and then we'll go to Dave and Russell and Mark and Dom. We got to go quick. Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, greetings from the outsourcing capital of the world. Alex, first time I heard you was on George Norrie's show right after the November election. And I wasn't jubilant anymore that Bush had won. You really woke me up.
Why? Because I illustrated how both parties were for the exact same thing?
Exactly. And I was in denial at first, but 6 months later, I mean, now I have martial law. I'm loaning it to my friends and relatives. They're loaning it to their friends and relatives, and you're right, this thing really does multiply. Now, the reason I called was I just recently married a Latin American woman from Peru. And she's legal. She's gone through the visa process, you know, you name it, to make a long story short. She had a work permit. It expired.
Well, you married her. That's the end of it.
No, you have to go through a process where you fill out so many forms. I mean, the forms.
No, that's been pointed out that to do it legally is super hard, and then if you're an illegal alien, you're just fine.
Yeah, but the other thing I want to tell you is they want to know how many times I've used the toilet, what I've had to eat when I fill out these forms. And then when we go to the INS, they're going to be asking questions about our intimate life. So this is Big Brother, you know, hitting home with me.
Well, I mean, I'd always thought that the law was if you're marrying somebody, that's it. Unless they're doing an investigation to make sure you're really married, because you got these guys that marry, you know, 20 broads.
So the point is, if you come to this country illegal, you know, you're precious, like you said earlier. But if
I mean, I've heard legal people complain about it. It's a sick joke.
It is. I mean, this is a very well-educated woman. She was a college professor. You know,
if she was your, well, that's why. Oh, my gosh, you're going to have major problems. If you're highly educated, these are actual in the databases. Or if you're European, if she was European, you may not even be able to marry her.
But anyway, Alex, keep up the good work. I'm handing out martial law, I'm making copies. People are waking up, and God bless you.
God bless you, my friend. Yeah, we got to ask ourselves, why is it nearly impossible for a European to come here now? Oh, that's official. You didn't know that? Why? Why is that? Because they want to keep them there where they are as slaves to pay for all the welfare for all the illegals in Europe. It's the same thing in Europe, folks. You know, the Turks have no dibs on Germany. They can't say like the Reconquistas that, well, Spain had it for 20 years or something. You know, they can't do that. But they still have their own little Reconquista and their own little groups, and the Germans are all guilty and groveling. And the same thing in England. I'm so sick of it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, go ahead.
Alex, a couple of articles I saw on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com yesterday, both had with the same subject. One was former CIA officer, U.S. plans nuclear attack on Iran, and one Cheney calls for U.S. to nuke Iran.
Yeah, they've publicly not ruled it out, and they say that's part of the plan. If there's an attack here, even if it isn't proven to be them, that we're going to invade Syria and Iran.
Exactly, and they're calling it the Guns of August. Now, I find it kind of coincidental Bush is on vacation right now, and so is the Congress is adjourned until September 4th with Cheney in command.
Yeah, it's just like with 9/11. He's up there in the bunker. Bush is on his 5-week vacation.
Well, what do you think the chances are that this is going to happen in the month of August, then? Another 9/11 style attack?
You know, 2 months before 9/11, I said in the next few months they're going to attack the World Trade Center and say Bin Laden did it. I had enough indicators. I know they would have already carried out attacks to get their agenda, but so many people have woken up they may not be able to. Everybody senses something. I think we're in a lot of danger right now. Israel has said they want to attack Iran in August for a year now. They fuel the reactors sometime this month, so they may be behind schedule. Anything could happen. I don't want to put a date on it. But, you know, they were saying for a year and a half they were going to invade. Iraq, and then and you know it was March 03, not March 02. So right. It could be next August. You know, we just don't know. But I know this. If Bush sets a nuke off, he gets to be president for life and be our God and be worshipped. And the globalists want their whole agenda. They want a national draft. And to get it, they got to carry out the terror.
Why would Bush be able to be president for life then?
They've introduced to repeal the 22nd Amendment to do it. And they've made all their preparations for many years. And
wow.
I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's what powerful people always want.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I was just wondering, because I hadn't heard you comment about those news articles yet, so I know there's a lot of news out there.
I did comment on them on Coast to Coast last night, and even George Norrie, who says he believes there's some evidence of sponsored terrorism by elites, he had to come out, he came out last night boldly, I was amazed, and really, a lot of courage, and said that, yeah, he believes the globalists are going to be behind some nuking. I mean, he said these globalist forces. Look, the worm has turned, folks. It's about survival now. I mean, you better realize the horror of what we're facing.
I've got my nuke alert in my pocket right now.
All right. Well, that's a good sponsor. Take care, my friend. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back for a few more calls to wrap up this transmission.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. A lot of other big guests and information coming up throughout the week. More video throughout the week from my trip to England and my interview with Michael Meacher, Member of Parliament, and David Shaler, MI5. And a lot of that will be the full interviews for members of PrisonPlanet.tv, but large clips of it for everybody was number one goal was to get the information out. But before I take three final calls from Russell, Mark, and Don, sorry to the other callers, just don't have time. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Do not delay. It's time to get Martial Law, my new film. It's waking a lot of people up. American Dictators is excellent as well. Road to Tyranny is the classic. They all expose who the New World Order is, who's behind the terror, how to stop them. You're authorized to make copies of my videos. The power of you, the listener, to getting them, making copies, putting them on Access TV is just unstoppable. So when the globalists do blow something up, people will know who is behind it, and that giving up their liberty doesn't give them security. So please don't wait, and your purchase of the films or books or other videos we carry by other authors makes this broadcast possible. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping carts. Ship it out to you UPS or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions as well or give you the mailing address, 1-888-253-3139. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and these videos are waking people up. Get them today. 1-888-253-3139. Or get a membership for 15 cents a day, a monthly membership at prisonplanet.tv, and see them all now, right now. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Florida as we accelerate towards the end of transmission.
Alex, just a quick testimony, your DVDs and your videos do work. I can't tell you how many copies I've made of Martial Law.
Good.
And of Road to Tyranny and your others, and given to people, and they've woken up. I've got dozens of friends that have woken up. I make recordings of coast-to-coast programs like the one you're on last night. And, by the way, you did a great job. And you must be real tired. You've been going...
Yeah, jet lag and then coast-to-coast. I'm all right.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine. But they do work. I've got, like I said, a number of people that have seen it, and they've taken the red pill. So
what percentage of people, say out of the, you know, say you give it to 20 people, what percentage are waking up?
I have a little bit of higher, and I have a harder time with family members, not direct family, but like cousins and aunts and uncles.
But I mean, what percentage of folks are waking up?
I'd say one out of every two.
So half the people you talk to are waking up?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they see something's wrong, and once you give them the information that they're not getting in the mainstream...
Then it all makes sense.
That's right.
Well, listen, you're a great caller, and keep it up, Russell. Give me a call back tomorrow when we have more time.
Okay, Alex. God bless.
God bless. You keep it up, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care. Mark in Nevada. Quickly, go ahead, Mark. I want to get Don in here.
Yeah, Alex, I can understand your frustration with the leftist position, the bait and switch. I mean, you just ask yourself, cui bono, you know, who stood to gain other than the government? And the idea that they just keep making all these accidents. I mean, like you pointed out, was what happened in Iran, was that an accident or was that on purpose?
And he's real smart. He said, oh, no, that wasn't an accident. Our government did that.
Yeah, by the way, watching you pull or megaphone the British Parliament, that was awesome, Alex. It was nothing like that. That made my day seeing that one.
Well, thank you, Mark. Don and KC, you got 30 seconds. Sorry, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's running out of time here, but I just had the same thoughts about John Loftus in your interview. It just amazes me what denial a man's in. You just can't justify it. I think that all the opinion makers of America are in the same problem. They think that these goals and strategies, policies are all rational things by rational people, and they're not. These globalists are absolutely nuts. They need straitjackets. That's why we can't deal with them. They just can't comprehend how stupid these people are. Look
That's
at this
right.
Climate road, though.
God bless you. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.